Welcome to this podcast about Golden and Port Wells in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Golden is a former mining settlement on the eastern shore of Port Wells, a fjord in northwestern Prince William Sound, about 60 miles southwest of Valdez and 27 miles northeast of Whittier, Alaska. Captain George Vancouver of the Royal Navy named Port Wells in 1794, possibly after Edward Wells, an English mathematician, geographer, and theologian known for his unorthodox religious views. Gold and copper mining in Prince William Sound peaked in the early 1900s. In 1915, the region had 4 producing copper mines and 5 gold mines, with total mineral output worth $1,340,996. Local stamp and roller mills processed the gold quartz ore, and the resulting concentrates were shipped to smelters in Tacoma, Washington. The Beatson Mine on Latouche Island and the Elimar Mine at Elimar on Tatitlik Narrows were the region's most consistent producers. Smaller operations worked claims at Landlock Bay, Port Fidalgo, Knight Island, and Port Wells. Port Wells's largest mines were the Granite Mine at Hobo Bay and the Golden Mine. Golden had a post office from 1904 to 1916, and ocean-going steamers called regularly with mail and passengers. A 1915 survey found that the Cordova Mining and Development Company had installed a stamp mill and aerial tram at Golden on the Nugget and Golden Wonder No. 9 claims, employing about 25 men, but operations ceased later that year. The Golden Eagle Mill also stood idle in 1915 despite underground work the previous winter. A tunnel was driven at the nearby Golden Wonder No. 1 prospect, and in spring, a crew of 15 began sinking a shaft on the Keynote claim. Mining at Golden ended in 1916, a year before the United States entered the First World War. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.